So one of us.
Gooba gobble, gooba gobble.
We accept her, we accept her.
Gooba gobble, gooba gobble.
One of us. One of us.
Gooba gobble.
They're going to make you one of them. My peacock.
Gooba gobble.
Out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Sunday, November 27th, 2022. I'm Luigi, the American branch, PNN. What are we going to talk about today? Today is bonus intro special, because Lou had no show prepared. The best of shows. What is the quote today? The Hitler quote. From Adolf Hitler. What is it? Today, the National Socialist Movement is at the beginning of its struggle. To a great extent, it must first of all shape and develop its ideals. It must employ every ounce of its energy in the struggle to have its great ideals accepted. But this effect will not be crowned with success unless it is also combined with the movement that is devoted exclusively to this struggle. Thank you. Adolf Hitler. Thank you and your wisdom. In the Queen news, revealed FTX was funding biological weapons shelters. They were funding everything. They were funding kikes and Democrats and anti-vax funding and other things. Crazy. Zelensky's wife claims that Ukrainians are ready to suffer. They're ready to suffer. We're ready. Bring it to Russia. Fuck energy. Fuck television. We have America's money, and that's all we need. Some guy on my comments somewhere, I forgot where, was like, "Stop laughing so much, Lou. You laugh too much." And another one of those. I haven't had one of those in like a half a year. It's been like half a year since I had one of them. Boo-hoo, dude. I laugh at shit. Stuff's funny. I laugh. I can't help it. It's a disease. It's a fucking disease. It's called clown world disease. Everything's fucking being annihilated from within. Let's laugh at it. What do we got in the actual news today? Some grad was deprogrammed from women-only woke culture? Some figure skater that lived abroad in Hong Kong and stuff? Okay. She told the Post she wound up totally indoctrinated into viewing the world as a toxic patriarchy. Many such cases. Disturbing moment, white supremacist gives Nazis salute as he screams, "Jews got what they deserve," and Sig Hail at Seattle Airport before being arrested. Yeah, I talked about that yesterday. Poor guy. He just had too much Jews. I feel you, bro. I feel you. He screams it at the top of his lungs, "It's the Jews! It's the Jews!" And he gets arrested. And they arrest him. "You can't say that. You're not allowed to say that in America. Sorry." Arrested. Justin Trudeau preaches diversity on Canadian drag race spinoff thing. Wow. Put some blackface on, Justin. White House press secretary is mocked for suggesting Americans treat themselves to a COVID vaccine while Christmas shopping. Okay, first off, people don't have any money. to go Christmas shopping, you dumb bitch. And second, fucking in a COVID vaccine. Never taking it. Boo-hoo, bitch. Never taking it. I'm just never gonna take it. I'm sorry. Erratic New York City tenant runs amok, allegedly stabs neighbor. She's been nothing but trouble. Well, she's going around stabbing people. Not the greatest of people. Biden admin reverses Trump ban on Chevron pumping Venezuelan crude oil. Fuck Biden and every decision he makes. Every single decision Biden makes us weaker as a country. Every decision he makes America weaker. Sad. Everybody is very concerned. DC on edge as Chinese-made drones are detected in restricted airspace. Wow, they care now? Let's just give another $100 billion to China and shit. Fuck, why do they even care? Oopsie, we're a little too compromised. Fuck. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Not much news today. Let's check out the threads. Secret mRNA tests on 200,000 patients in 2013. All but five died in 5 years. Ah, it's Red Deer. It's Red Deer for real. For real, Z-reels. Whatever, I see Red Deer happening. Whatever, it didn't happen exactly along the timeline. Whatever, we're always off by it. We're always ahead of the curve. We're always 10 steps ahead. We're a little too quick on the draw with that one. And we also got Chinese Revolution. We got the Chinese Revolution threads. I'll go check those out. They're like a bunch of fucking bugs protesting in China. They're just gonna get massacred by the government. I mean, we just had this happen in Iran, guys. Iran's gonna kill them all. Was that why the English team took a knee against America? I mean, they were taking a knee versus America. Why? Iran's the one killing tens of thousands of its own people, but I guess take a knee versus America because fuck women's rights or something, or gay rights, who the fuck knows what righteous fucking group are we on at this time? What group are we on? Jews yet? We on Jews yet? Is this the Jews' turn yet? Fuck, goddamn globo homo clown world. Political commentator and midwit Tim Pool cries on live stream. What? Gets exposed for fucking former producer, denies everything, goes into Adam's live stream chat at 2 a.m. and spams him with some sob story, cries on live stream the next day. What? We gotta see him cry.
You know, that's the main story, I guess. I don't understand how, after all this time, I end up at probably like the worst moment possible. These people are posting an address they think is mine. I don't live there. A picture of a house. That is not the same address. Yeesh. Trending, getting people, I'm being hit up by so many people. I'm getting strangers calling my phone, insulting me and threatening me, things like that. And at this worst possible moment, this guy who, I get it, man. We were good friends. And
this guy, you can't even call him fucking Adam. You can't even say his name. Fuck, goddamn you, Tim. Why are you always such an asshole?
Things went bad. And we both have our view of things. We'd start talking about my girlfriend, my brother, bring in other family members.
Yeah, he was talking about them. He was airing dirty laundry. You didn't like, you don't agree with what he said? You apparently don't like what he said. Was he wrong?
Say lies about...
Lies? What was a lie, Tim?
About my relationships. Or maybe he's just wrong.
Or maybe he's just wrong. That's why Lydia's there still, right, Tim?
For some reason decided it was appropriate to say things about my family that aren't true.
What did he say about your family that wasn't true? That guy sued you for $3 million? What's not true about what he said? What is not true about what he said, Tim? Please, you keep saying it's not true, but give me examples of what was false.
Without knowing whether they're true or not, they're not true. And I don't even want to talk about what those things are.
God, thank you for posting this, Paul Newcentro, because I would have never seen this, because I don't watch Tim the Fool Pool anymore.
But he, of course, did. And it's like... This is not the core. You know, it's funny because I tweeted, when you get successful, you figure out who, you know, your true friends are and who's evil. And that had nothing to do with Adam.
Adam was your true friend, and he still is your fucking true friend. And if you actually just watched what he had said, you would understand that he misses you and longs for you, really. Bros before hoes, dude. But instead of latching onto that, you latch onto every negative aspect, Tim. Maybe because that's all you can see. You can't even see Adam as a friend. You see him as an enemy. And he's not an enemy.
It has something to do with something else that's completely public and obvious. So many people probably, well, it has to do with a lot of things. Nothing specific, to be completely honest. Because I don't want anyone to get the wrong impression about what they think it might be about. It's just a general statement about how people that I knew since I was a kid, you know, from back in Chicago, all of a sudden are just saying, like, there's a dude I've known for so long. He lived with this guy, skated with this guy. Crazy how he just one day, out of nowhere, without giving me a phone call, starts making up lies about me.
He made up no lies, Tim. What were the lies? What are the lies? He said no lies about you at all. Nothing he said was a fucking lie. I think everything he's... In fact, Tim, if you listen to it, he fucking praises you nonstop. He sucks your goddamn cock nonstop. He even made it sound like he wanted to move back to wherever the fuck you're living and do the show with you again. That's what it sounded like. But you're making it sound like it was some expose. I doubt you even watched it, Tim. I bet you, in your milk toastiness, couldn't even stomach watching Adam.
And I was like, I don't understand. Why would you do that? Like, I never said anything bad about you. The last thing I ever said to you was like, later, homie. See you on the flip side.
Yeah, just extradited him from your life. I mean, just the fact that Tim has no, like, I didn't do anything bad to Adam. What the fuck, dude? You literally didn't want to share Timcast with him. You cut him out of your entire life, and you're like, I just don't get why he did this to me. I gave him so much money. Like, fuck, that was guilt money, Tim. That was guilt money.
Last time we skated together. It's funny, there's that saying about how, like, one day you'll pick up your child for the last time, and you won't realize it. That's a sad saying. And I just don't understand. You know, there was one day where me and my buddy skated for the last time, and we didn't know it. And that's so brutal. This is not Adam, by the way. But for this guy to then, you know, try and just...
Yeah, this isn't Adam. I'm not reminiscing about Adam, by the way. I couldn't be doing that, because that would just... Him and Adam are both like, I don't even care about him, and I don't even care about him. That is such a guy thing. I don't care about what you're doing. I don't care about what you're doing. I don't care about what you're doing. That's girly as well. God, a bunch of fucking children in positions of power. Fuck it, grow up.
Just destroy my life, this other guy.
Adam's destroying your fucking life, Tim. Adam's destroying your life. Calm down, drama queen.
It's so hard. You know what I mean?
So hard. My life is so fucking hard. Opposite of that, Tim.
To deal with this so many times, over and over again.
I don't even remember you dealing with it the first time. What the fuck?
There was a...
No Adam, no peace, Tim. No Adam, no peace.
Guy, it's so fucking hard to talk about. This is my Tim Pool cries on YouTube video. Every YouTuber has to do it. There was a guy that I worked with and lived with. Another guy. And then one day, started publishing my text messages with him. Lying. And I was just like, bro.
Publishing his text messages in line? How is... I love the way Tim does this. All these people, I trust them, and then one day they go behind my back and expose me as being a fucking fraud, and I hate it, and they're lying. They're not really lying, but I don't like what they're saying, okay?
Bro, why? What did I do to you?
What did I do to you? What did I do? I just cut you off from my entire life. What did I do?
Any of you? Nothing. What was the last thing I ever said about Adam? We want to open a coffee house and sell his coffee, use his coffee brand. I wish him the best. And then he wants to come out and start...
Whoa. No, you bullshit, Tim. You never were going to sell Adam's coffee, you fucking liar.
Spreading lies about my family and my relationships? Like, what did I do?
I wasn't cheating with Lydia, I swear. I swear I wasn't fucking Lydia. I swear. Everyone knows you were fucking Lydia, Tim.
Life's tough. But this is the hard reality.
Life's tough, not for you, Tim. You have millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. Life is not tough for you. The thing with Tim is, he has so many people around him in his life. He's so influential and powerful now, but he's still a goddamn retard. Idiot, beta male. So he has all these goddamn people fawning over him, but he doesn't know how to use or direct his influence and power. So he has like two girlfriends, but he can't commit to either of them. He's using his power and influence to fuck Lydia. even though Lydia's ugly as fuck and a goddamn goblino. But fuck. God, Tim, you're just such an idiot. I guess I'll watch. Am I really going to watch 11 more minutes of Tim, I guess?
I wanted to take stock of my life. And it was a long time coming because it's not all about Adam. Adam plays a big role because he did a big live stream last night. I was hanging out with my friend and working over the, you know, there's a lot of work that happens. Making phone calls, trying to set up, you know, an amazing show that I hope happens. And I don't, you know, peddle in the drama stuff. But it got me thinking.
Yes, you do. You're doing it right now.
Thinking about the threats that I receive for the work that I do, the doxing of my house.
Yeah, it comes with the territory, Tim. And when you make $3 million a month, it just kind of comes with the territory. Go hire a fucking security guard and cry me a river.
Constant barrage that you get from betrayers and mutineers. And then...
That's because you're surrounding yourself with yes-men, Tim. You're surrounding yourself with yes-men. And Adam was your only no-man. Adam was the only person you were treating kind of as an equal. So he could talk against you. And then you extradited that from your life. That was your first biggest mistake right there. You need someone you trust enough to tell you you're wrong.
Possibly one of like the hardest times for my family with the death threats we're getting, Adam decides to do that stream. And it was just like, I bust out laughing in the casino. I get a text message like, bro's on a 6-hour. At that time, it wasn't 6 hours, but they were like, bro's doing this like several hour stream, talking about your personal life and your family and your relationships, making accusations about you. This dude that I haven't talked to, who has like never aired his personal business and kept it between us and tried to support him and help him and just make sure that everything was good. And when he had to leave, paid his way to leave because I was always there for him and I wanted him to succeed.
Yep, and Adam said as much.
But he thinks it's appropriate to talk about your girlfriend and your family and spread things that aren't true because it makes him feel better.
Yeah, it does make him feel better. Why would he want to keep it a secret, Tim? Why would he want to keep it a secret? It does make him feel better to get it off of his chest. Yeah, and it makes you feel guilty right now because you are.
And I thought to myself, for all the people who keep doing this, what did I ever do to you? Now, some people have said, clearly, Tim, it's your fault. You know, if all these people around you keep doing it, then perhaps if you smell crap everywhere, check your boot. I know they're right. I should check my boot. I should absolutely check my boot.
Everyone around you is shit in that worldview, Tim. You're basically what? You're the giant to step on everyone around you. There's just nothing but shit on the bottom of your shoe. Tim doesn't get it at all. He's so deluded with all of his money and fame and power. He's just lost. He's lost at the top of a hill with no one around him.
And I learned a very important lesson. My girlfriend Allison is amazing, if you're listening. And she runs the administrative side of the company, which, you know, wouldn't be possible without her. And every day we learn a new lesson about why the corporate world exists the way it does. Because you don't know who your true friends are. And there is no, they say don't mix, you know, friendship and business, things like that.
Yeah, not a good idea. You know, your business is business. I like to keep stuff separate myself.
That's true. Because like even my friends from back home in Chicago, some of my best friends who thought it was appropriate after decades of knowing each other to come out and make up lies about me because it gives them something.
It's always people making up lies about you, Tim. Why are they lies? Why would they be lying about you? It's just funny. That's your only defense is they're lying. You don't tell us what they're lying about. They're lying about your family. How? That he sued you for $3 million and then you hired him over Adam? I mean, all of that sounds correct to me. What is false, Tim?
You realize that some people are just evil and they never were your friends.
Wow. Wow. Some people are just evil. Are you saying Adam is evil? You fucking need to look inward, Tim. You're evil. If anybody's evil, you are the evil one. God damn the projection. Why is it always people... God, you're just projecting, Tim. I can't even believe he's saying this shit. Really. How could you be so blind?
And then I have friends who are like lefty right now even. And the left says, that's not true. Tim's lying. It's like, literally true. And they're some of my best friends who are as loyal can be.
They're not your friends, Tim. You're talking about like Ian and shit. All those people on your show that signed your NDA and gave you access to all of their created content, those are your friends? No, Those are people that will say yes to you. Say yes to anything you say. Those are called yes men. Those are not friends. Those are not loyal friends. Those are your fucking employees, you dumb shit.
And that's what I talk about. Like talking to my friend who's like a lefty and like we say these things because we...
Your employee? You like talking to your employee?
Listen to each other. And so what I started thinking when, you know, I saw that I get a message from someone that Adam was doing the stream and making like personal accusations that weren't true, that had nothing to do with our business relationship, that were just damaging, defamatory and to my family and to my personal reputation. Like not just like about my family. I'm like my brother never sued me. That didn't happen.
What? What? That didn't happen. What the fuck? What the f- Are we in goddamn clown world, Tim? Are we in fucking clown world?
I was just like, you know, take stock this holiday season of what you're thankful for. And I am very thankful for a lot of things. People like making up lies is what they do. Nobody, I don't live here. I don't live at the castle. Briefly did when there was substantially less people here. Don't live here now.
I believe that. I mean, Timmy has so much fucking money, dude. He probably just has all his employees live at the castle and he probably just lives a block away. Probably right next. He probably bought a house right next to the goddamn thing. Probably owns that whole fucking area.
I live in West Virginia in a private house.
West Virginia. So he moved to another whole state. What the fuck? What the fuck? Weird.
And then people say things like Tim moved all of his employees out to a commune or something. It's like, no, but only a few people actually live in the building. Like, I think three people, maybe. Maybe I'm wrong. It's a very, very big building. There's a residential component outside of the office stuff.
Tim, the only reason it's got so big to where they don't have to live there is because you're making so much money and you're paying them so much that they could probably afford their own places now. I mean, you're all probably flourishing, really. You're making $3 million a month or more.
Employees all have houses and they show up for work at 9 and they leave at 5. And,
yeah, now they do. Now they do, Tim. Now they do.
The vlog is a joke. Like, the vlog that people are, like, on the weekends, literally no one is here. It's an office building.
Yeah, but Adam wasn't talking about now. He was talking about when he lived there, which was in the past, Tim. Do you not know the difference between the past and the fucking present?
Yeah, I don't know. People make things up. So to come full circle to where we are, I didn't do this segment. People are saying...
Yeah, like, Tim just makes a bunch of shit up.
Damage control. And people are saying it's because of Adam. Adam added to it. I think if you guys like his content, you should watch it. I think my advice to Adam is to stop talking about me.
You're my advice to Adam. Adam doesn't give a fuck about your advice, Tim. But he probably won't talk about you anymore because he said everything he wanted to say. He doesn't need to talk about you anymore because there's nothing left to talk about. That's why he did it.
I've asked him to come on the show as a guest before. He doesn't want to do it. I think my advice to Adam is to...
Because he wants to come back as your co-host, you dumb shit.
To focus on the news and the stories and the culture and make your show what it should be, something bigger, and make a lot of money for yourself with your company.
Yeah, is that why you fucking tried to sue Adam for what his show was named, AdamCast? He was getting too big with AdamCast, so you didn't want to allow him to use AdamCast? Fuck off, Tim. You're such a liar, too.
And that was always the case. You know, that's my advice. But this is also about some other stuff, too. It's just that, you know, over the past year, it's really, really piled on. And I think it's because, as I mentioned, this was the biggest month we've ever had on TimCast IRL. There are people who are claiming, like, TimCast used to be so much bigger, you know, back when Adam was on. And that's not true.
I agree. Adam made it sound like it was so big when he was on and it's not as big anymore. Nah, it's probably bigger now than it's ever been. I agree with that.
It literally isn't true. Certainly, we got a lot of concurrent viewers. That maybe...
You know, Tim, for not watching Adam's video, you sure know a lot about what Adam talked about in his video.
Largely due to COVID. A lot of it, I do believe, was due to the dynamic that we had, which was good. The biggest shows we ever had were after Adam left. So
the biggest shows were after. Yeah, Adam said as much. He said as much. He said you needed to bring on giant stars to beat his numbers, which was real and correct.
Several of them. The show became something different, became something more. And the biggest month we ever had.
It became something less, but keep telling yourself lies, Tim.
By all means, go on Social Blade and check. Was this past month. And that's just what we're going to keep doing.
Go check on Social Blade. We're bigger than ever. If you were confident in yourself, Tim, you wouldn't need to go tell people to go check it. Everyone knows you're more popular now than ever. They know you're sucking the algorithm's dick. They know. Doesn't mean the show is better now than it was then.
You know, grow the company, expand. The advice I got from everybody. Traditional corporate advice. Say nothing, Tim. Say nothing. Don't debase yourself with drama. And I said, that is the correct thing to do.
Yeah, he shouldn't. If I was Tim, which I hope I never am, I really just wouldn't even have talked about it at all. I would have ignored it even happened. Or I would have been a good person and maybe brought him back on TimCast as my co-host. Because I'm not a fucking egotistical motherfucker.
But I'm a stupid person. And I like transparency and authenticity. And I...
No, you don't. No, you don't.
I like, you know, when there is an issue, talking about it.
No, you feel invalidated by Adam and you can't let him have the last word. That's what this is, you dumb shit. We can all see it, you retard.
That's why I decided to do it on this channel, because this channel is, it's like a secondary channel for me. I know a lot of you watch it and I appreciate it. I mean, if you're watching it, you probably subscribe. And, you know, I don't want to put on the Tim Pool channel, because this channel was always designed as kind of like runoff. And so here we are. And TimCast IRL will never do drama. Passively, like when I say like, oh, the Young Turks were talking about me and I'll mention it, but we won't dedicate segments to people talking about me. Because I think the show should be for you and about the things that concern you. And then this channel is kind of just like, oh, it's a channel I have. And, you know, I appreciate it. So it's tough out there, man. The reason I wanted to do a segment like this is because it's impossible to ignore everything all the time. When this is the world we live in, it's impossible to ignore the people.
What is the world we live in, Tim? Friends turning on friends and everyone's out to get each other. Shut the fuck up, Tim. Adam loves you. Adam wants to be a part of your show again. You don't even know it. You're such an idiot. God, I hate you, Tim. You have so much money, Tim. You have so much fucking money. God, there's an alternate universe where Tim teamed up with Adam again and their friendship healed and the show became better and Tim just gave Adam half of the fucking money. Like, who cares? Do you really need $3 million a month, Tim? You really need $3 million a month? Why not just give Adam $1 million of it? Fuck, who cares? $2 million, $1 million, fuck. Everybody can succeed. Everybody can make a huge business. But you would risk making Adam more famous then, and you can't have that. You can't have Adam taking the spotlight from you.
People who, on a dime, decided to hate you. People you've known your whole life.
Adam doesn't hate you. If you watched the video, you know that. Maybe you did watch the video, you just didn't get it. He cried more genuine tears for you than you have for him.
You don't know why. They just hate you.
He doesn't hate you.
And then you have to deal with it. And, you know, I can tell my family.
The fact that Tim thinks that Adam hates him just shows you that he will never have a no man around him. Tim is a yes man. Tim likes everyone around him to be yes men, to bow and kiss his feet and tell him what he wants to hear. And that, Tim, is why eventually everything will end up crashing around you, because you'll build up a tower of your own destruction.
And my true friends, my real friends.
Your employees.
1,000,001 times. Ignore the threats. Ignore the drama. Don't read the comments. It's only going to get worse. The company is growing. We're hiring more people. We're launching new shows. This is the way it's going to be. If you can't handle that, then I don't know what to say. There are very few people in this world, maybe one or two, where if they said, it's either me or the show, then I would say, so be it. And I would shut everything down and I would leave.
Lydia.
And I would go live in my van down by the river in my privacy.
No, what, Tim? Go live in your van with your tens of millions of dollars? Shut the fuck up, you rich motherfucker.
Some of the most common advice I've ever gotten in my life in doing business, standing atop a roof in Chicago at a party with a bunch of politicians years ago when I was a young skateboarder.
Grains of sand making a heap.
And these men were all very wealthy. And they said, the biggest mistake you will ever make is making yourself public. Take the money and run. Power likes to be hidden. You won't regret it. In various forms. Fame is the worst thing you could ask for. It's cool when I go to a casino and some dude recognizes me and fans me over and I meet a friend. And we gamble, and I have a tremendous night where I get a straight flush, and we're winning, and like all the troubles wash away of all the threats. While the whole world is saying they want to kill me, I'm laughing my ass off, high-fiving some dude, nailing the Jack Queen King of Diamonds. And it was like $1,400 or whatever. I tossed a black chip to the dealer and to all the players at the table, because I'm not there, you know, to make money.
I'm not there to make money. I already have millions of dollars. I just want friends. I need friends. I need to buy friends. Do you see the problem, Tim? Your only friends are people you buy with money. That's your problem, you idiot.
And all these people you're calling your true friends, those are your fucking employees. So you're so confused. You don't even know what the fuck is going on. How do you have so much fucking money, you hardworking piece of shit?
Bonnie, I'm there to have a good time and to create a memory for everybody. The money you lose is just the cost of smiling and laughing with the people around you. You know, that's a great thing. And that's the advantage of notoriety, is that there are people who care about you, who believe in you, who protect you, and who cheer you on the whole time.
That's the good part about notoriety, is that there's people that will be loyal no matter what. It's funny that that's what Tim took out of that.
But for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And that is, for every good person who smiles and waves, there is someone who brandishes a weapon or, you know, makes a threat.
God damn you, Adam, brandishing that weapon.
And you have to move, you know, get away from these cities for a variety of reasons. Not really just the threats. I don't like the laws in New Jersey. COVID was bad. We tried securing a building. The building fell through. There's a lot of complicated stuff. But, you know, more money, more problems is true. You'd be, the reality is this. It's not really more money, more problems. It is, in a sense, like with taxes and stuff, and like paperwork and accounting. But the reality is, the more people know you have money, the more problems you'll face.
What? The more people that want it, Tim? The more people that know you have money, the more problems you have. Tim.
Dave Chappelle talked about it when they announced that $50 million contract or whatever. He said he felt like a marked pig on a train. You know, he couldn't go out. All of a sudden, they were telling everyone on the TV that he was worth all this money, that, you know, he didn't have it. So he just said, I'm out. I don't want to do this. He wasn't a culture warrior, though. He's just like a truth teller, comedian kind of guy. I love that line. He says, the First Amendment, Second Amendment's just there in case the first one doesn't work out. He's a good dude. And he was right. But he could choose to walk away from that. I could. And don't think I haven't thought about it. It's hard. You make a certain amount of money and you know that you never have to want for anything. Why trouble yourself with death threats every...
I have 20 plus million dollars. Why even work anymore?
Single day. Why trouble yourself with people trying to find your address? So the reality is, you could be super rich as long as nobody knows who you are. None of your friends and none of your family members know you have money. Golden.
I feel like that was a nice gander into the inner workings of Tim Pool. That was like the inner... I feel like I saw a bit of Tim Pool's soul right there. Did you see some of Tim's soul? It was very ugly and gross, but I think I saw a little bit of it right there. Ugly soul. Ugly, disgusting soul. Not worth very much if you were to transmute it into something. Very shitty soul. Not bright and luminescent like mine, I'm sure. I guess we'll end on that. Just, God, man. Is that not some fucked up shit? Tim thinking Adam hates him and stuff? Weird. Weird. Just so strange. Just everything's so strange. That's the show, everybody. I guess we'll end on Pim Tool and his bizarro world that he lives in. God. Please like, comment, subscribe. You have a wonderful day. I love you all. Goodbye.
Is that really the reason? Or is it just like the most convenient thing in the world for everyone to find a fucking common enemy? Just be like, oh yeah, my life sucks. Who can I blame?
No, I think if you're a reasonable person without a ton of digging, there's a lot of really weird questions that can be asked about Jews that nobody's giving answers for.
Yeah, I don't think it's mutually exclusive. I see those comments and I think, like, if I could just show this person like a 30-minute Holocaust documentary, or like just literally give them like a fact sheet about the Holocaust, like the severity of it, I really don't think that they would be saying the same shit most of the time.
It's not just the Holocaust, though. It's everything else surrounding Jews in the United States, right? True. Why are both political parties so, like, dying on the hill of Israel, right? Why do we invest so much in that country? You know, why don't we talk about anything going on with the Palestinians? Why do Jewish people find themselves at the heads of, like, every major media corporation that are controlling the news that we watch? Why are they at the heads of so many financial institutions that get bailed out by our government? Why are they involved in, like, so many of the key parts in Hollywood? Why are there Jewish actors and stuff that help each other? Like, there are all these questions that are being asked, and nobody wants to address it or say anything about it. We just ban. And now you've got, like, Kanye West, arguably the richest black man in the world, the largest musician probably in the world, the most famous musician in the world alive right now, who's suddenly getting deplatformed from a band over asking questions about Jews. Yeah, of course. I think a normal person who's not, like, super well read on internet shit is going to look at that and be like, that's pretty fucking weird. Not that that makes it okay, but I'm just saying that, like, the whack-a-mole that we play, where ban it, deplatform, is like, well, it's good, they're not growing, right? Yeah, but the sentiment is. And yeah, I don't know. That's like, here's like the worst case scenario. Okay. This would be the absolute worst fucking thing that could ever happen. Okay. The danger of cutting Russia off from SWIFT, okay? The weaponization of financial transaction systems like that is that if Russia was truly cut off from the Western world, they can do whatever the fuck they want. Now they don't care. Now you have nothing you can use against them, right? Imagine if it was the case that places like Truth Social or these other weird fucking media sites, imagine if they actually grew to be huge and they actually rivaled that of Twitter. Now you've got a whole mass of people that can openly talk about Nazi shit with no moderation, and you have nothing to use against them.